Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mamar by Avram Goldar and the name is Zechus Baba Basra, Daf Pei Zayin. The fifth parak, Hamukhar Sasvina. This parak has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yechezkel and Anat Hartman. Lazer Chendishma Sagon Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nuchusi Yama, his Shi'urim, on this parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis taught that although one must normally lift flax to acquire it, if the flax was attached to the ground and he uprooted a small amount, he acquired all of it. The Gemara asks, Mishum de Talish Kol Shu Kana, just because he uprooted a small amount, he acquired all the other flax? How can a kinyan on one item enable him to acquire another? Rav Sheshes answers that the case is where the owner said, Lech Yapil Chakarka Kol Shu, go improve a small amount of land for yourself, Makani Kol Mashalela, and thereby acquire whatever is on it. Since uprooting some flax improves the land, it serves a kinyan chazak on the land, which can acquire any flax attached to the ground, which also has the status of land. The Rashbam adds that this is effective even where he's not acquiring the land itself. Pointing to the next mission states, V'chayv l'hatif lo shalosh tipin. The seller is required to let three drops drip out for the buyer from the measuring cup after pouring from it into the buyer's container. Hirkinu umitzis. If he tilted it after allowing the three drops and residue gathered at the bottom, it belongs to the seller. Achenvani, a storekeeper is not required to allow three drops drip out for a buyer because he's occupied with the sales. Yudah says he's only exempt on Friday just before Shabbos, as the Gemara explains. Rabbi Elazar asks Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Abdimi that another Mishnah teaches that if one tilted a barrel from which he had poured truma oil and residue collected inside, it has the status of truma. If so, the residue in our case should belong to the buyer. He answered that Rabbi Avog explained our Mishnah, Mishum Yesh Baum Naguba. It's because of the owner's abandonment of the residue that they apply this because it's not worth his time to wait for it. Still, the residue of truma oil is truma. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Hashlech es bono etzel chenvani. If one sends his minor son to a storekeeper with a coin worth 2 isars to buy oil, and the storekeeper gave him the oil and an isar of change, and later the child broke the slochis, the flask of oil, and lost the isar, the Tanakama holds the chenvani liable. Yudah exempts him, sha'amunaskein shalchu, because it was with this intention that the oil and change should be sent with the child that he sent him. The Gemara explains the malchokas regarding the coin and the oil. The Rabbanan hold la'due shadret. The father sent him only to inform the chenveni of his desire for the purchase, but not to send the goods with him, and the chenveni was negligent for doing so. Rav Yudah holds l'shduri l'shadret. He sent him so the chenveni would send him the goods with the child and is not responsible for the loss. The Gemara asks, however, why the chenveni should be responsible for the flask. Since the father sent it with the child, aveda medasi, it's an intentional loss. Several answers are rejected, and it is ultimately answered on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on Daf, Pei Dalet Amud Beis taught that although one must normally lift flax to acquire it, if the flax was attached to the ground and he uprooted a small amount, he acquired all of it. The Gemara asks, Mishum de Talish Kol Shu Kana, just because he uprooted a small amount, he acquired all the other flax? How can a kinyan on one item enable him to acquire another? Rav Sheshes answers that the case is where the owner said, Lech Yapil Chakarka Kol Shu, go improve a small amount of land for yourself, Makani Kol Mashalela, and thereby acquire whatever is on it. Since uprooting some flax improves the land, it serves a kinyan chazak on the land, which can acquire any flax attached to the ground, which also has the status of land. The Rashbam adds that this is effective even where he's not acquiring the land itself. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, V'chayv l'hatif lo shalosh tipin. The seller is required to let three drops drip out for the buyer from the measuring cup after pouring from it into the buyer's container. Hirkinu umitzis. If he tilted it after allowing the three drops and residue gathered at the bottom, it belongs to the seller. Achenvani, a storekeeper is not required to allow three drops drip out for a buyer because he's occupied with the sales. Yudah says he's only exempt on Friday just before Shabbos, as the Gemara explains. Rabbi Elazar asks Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Abdimi that another Mishnah teaches that if one tilted a barrel from which he had poured truma oil and residue collected inside, it has the status of truma. If so, the residue in our case should belong to the buyer. He answered that Rabbi Avog explained our Mishnah, Mishum Yesh Baum Naguba. It's because of the owner's abandonment of the residue that they apply this because it's not worth his time to wait for it. Still, the residue of truma oil is truma. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Hashlech es bono etzel chenvani. If one sends his minor son to a storekeeper with a coin worth 2 isars to buy oil, and the storekeeper gave him the oil and an isar of change, and later the child broke the slochis, the flask of oil, and lost the isar, the Tanakama holds the chenvani liable. Yudah exempts him, sha'amunaskein shalchu, because it was with this intention that the oil and change should be sent with the child that he sent him. The Gemara explains the malchokas regarding the coin and the oil. The Rabbanan hold la'due shadret. The father sent him only to inform the chenveni of his desire for the purchase, but not to send the goods with him, and the chenveni was negligent for doing so. Rav Yehuda holds l'shduri l'shadre. He sent him so the chenveni would send him the goods with the child and is not responsible for the loss. The Gemara asks, however, why the chenveni should be responsible for the flask. Since the father sent it with the child, aveda medasi, it's an intentional loss. Several answers are rejected, and it is ultimately answered on the next daf. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Pei Zayin, and this was suggested to us by Binyamin Mishal from Boca Raton and by Eli Behar from Ramat Beit Shemesh. They both suggested that Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser, a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax to acquire it, as well as the rest of the attached flax, noticed a storekeeper tilting his measuring cup shaped like a candy dispenser to drip 3 additional drops into the buyer's container. While a child sent to the store with money and a flask to buy some oil, cried after he broke the flask and lost the change. Once again, slow motion. The man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser. Golden Pez candy dispenser? That must move on Daf Pei Zayin. The man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax, to acquire it as well as the rest of the attached flax, which reminds us an earlier Mishnah had discussed acquiring attached flax through uprooting a small amount. Rav Sheshes explains that the cases where the owner said, Lech yapilach karka koshu, go improve a small amount of land for yourself, and thereby acquire whatever is on it. Since uprooting some flax improves the land, it serves as a kinyan chazak on the land, which can acquire any flax attached to the ground, which also has the status of land. The Rashbam adds that this is effective even where he's not acquiring the land itself. So the man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax to acquire it as well as the rest of the attached flax noticed the storekeeper tilting his measuring cup shaped like a candy dispenser to drip 3 additional drops into the buyer's container, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, V'chai v'hatif lo shalosh tipin. The seller is required to let 3 drops drip out for the buyer from the measuring cup after pouring from it into the buyer's container. Hirkina umitzis. If he tilted it after allowing the 3 drops and residue gathered at the bottom, it belongs to the seller. A storekeeper is not required to allow 3 drops drip out for a buyer because he's occupied with his sales. Rav Yehuda says he's only exempt on Friday just before Shabbos, as the Gemara explains. So the man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax to acquire it, as well as the rest of the attached flax, noticed a storekeeper tilting his measuring cup shaped like a candy dispenser to drip 3 additional drops into the buyer's container. While a child sent to the store with money and a flask to buy some oil, cried after he broke the flask and lost the change. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shalech has beno etzel chenveni. If one sends his minor son to a storekeeper with a coin worth 2 isars to buy oil, and the storekeeper gave him the oil and an isar of change, and later the child broke the slochis, the flask of oil, and lost the isar, the Tanakhama holds the chenveni liable. Rabbi Yehuda exempts him, shalmanaske and shalchu, because it was with this intention that the oil and change should be sent with the child that he sent him. So once again, the man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax to acquire it, as well as the rest of the attached flax, noticed a storekeeper tilting his measuring cup shaped like a candy dispenser to drip 3 additional drops into the buyer's container. While a child sent to the store with money and a flask to buy some oil, cried after he broke the flask and lost the change. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Pei Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The pogo stick champion. Pogo stick? That must be one Daf Pei Gimel. The pogo stick champion who jumped the full 16 amos space between 3 sole trees where the karka between them was also included, which reminds us the Gemara brings machlokas about the required distance between 3 trees to acquire land. The Rabban hold the maximum distance between trees is 16 amos. So the pogo stick champion who jumped the full 16 amos space between 3 sole trees where the karka between them was also included and finished the race right next to the 3rd tree of another set, which was on the border in between 2 fields, which reminds us, Rapapa asked, Machlo Shnai B'toch Zedeo, if he sold in 2 trees inside his field, the Echad Oha Meitzar, and 1 more on the raised boundary of the field, do they combine to a field of trees? Or is it considered separate? If they do combine, what if the 3rd tree he sold was in a neighbor's field? The Gemara concludes, Teku. So the pogo stick champion who jumped the full 16 amos space between 3 sole trees where the karka between them was also included and finished the race right next to the 3rd tree of another sold set, which was on the border in between 2 fields, claimed that the whole race was a mekach taos because they gave him a trophy made of olive wood when sycamore wood was what? they had agreed on, which reminds us. The Gemara brings Arba Midas Mamochrin, four different laws of sales, where the sold item was found different than that was agreed upon. Eitzim Shel Zayis V'Nimsu Shel Shikma. If the buyer and seller agreed on all wood, and it was found to be sycamore wood, or the reverse, or they agreed on wine, and it was found to be vinegar, or the reverse, both of them can retract. This is a Mechachtau, since it's a different item than agreed upon, and each party may prefer the item he was supposed to have. Daf Pei Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad, that must be run Daf Pei Dalet. The customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, which reminds us. Rav Chisda said that if one sells an item worth $5 for $6, defrauding the buyer, and its value rose to $8, only the buyer who was originally defrauded can retract. The seller can't, because the buyer could say, had you not initially defrauded me, you would not have been able to retract. Now that you have defrauded me, should you be able to retract? So the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same mean, which reminds us, although the Rabban consider wine and vinegar one species, and although vinegar is inferior to wine, truma is still effective, as the Gemara darshans regarding sales, all Tanaim agree that they are not the same, and either party can retract, because there are those who want wine and not vinegar, and there are those who want vinegar and not wine. So the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same mean, which they were kona by putting the bottles in a simta right next to the launch pad. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can acquire an item placed in a simta without using a kli. Daf pei hei. So the simmer daf pei hei is a pei, a mouth, and we use a dentist for the simmon. So here goes. The dentist, that must mean we're on daf pei hei, pei, mouth. The dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, which reminds us, Gemara teaches that a person's kli cannot acquire in Rishus of Rabbim, but it can in a simta. So the dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midas Bemochrin, which reminds us, the Braisa states, Arba Midas Bemochrin, there are four laws of sales regarding using utensils for acquiring. Number one, where the kli belongs to a third party. Number two, where the kli belongs to the buyer or the seller, but the transaction takes place in Rishus HaRabim. Number three, where the sale takes place in the seller's domain. And number four, where the sale takes place in the buyer's domain. So the dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midas Bemochrin, wondered if the patient in his office acquired the celery he was selling to promote flossing when his assistant put it in the patient's bag, which reminds us of Rav Sheshes as Shaila to Rav Huna, Kehov Shol Kehov Bushus Mocher, regarding the utensil of the buyer in the seller's domain, Kanulo Kehov Olo, does the buyer acquire produce placed in it or not? Daf Pei Vav. So the Simmer Daf Pei Vav is police. So here goes. The police officer, that must be on Daf Pei Vav, police. The police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim, for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, which reminds us, objects which are normally lifted are only acquired with hagbah, not mashicha. So the police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, gave a pass to the man dragging the sheep that dug its heels into the ground, which reminds us, the Chachamim say behema daka b'mashicha, a small animal is acquired through pulling it. This seems to prove that although a small animal is normally lifted, it can still be acquired with mashicha. The Gemara answers, shani behema darsarcha, an animal is different because it clutches the ground and is not easily lifted. So the Chachamim say it can be acquired with mashicha. So the police officer who was giving a ticket for improper kinyanim, for an item that was dragged when it should have been lifted, gave a pass to the man dragging the sheep that dug its heels into the ground, while a colleague went to buy 30 donuts for $30, knowing he can retract until the very last one was in the box. Which reminds us, Rav and Shmuel say, Kor b'shloshim ani mocher lecha. If a seller says, I'm selling you a kor, 30 saw, for 30 slime, yachol lachzor bo afil b'sah achron, he can retract from the sale, even while the final saw was being measured. Because the agreed volume of sale was a full kor, the buyer does not acquire anything until the entire amount is given to him. However, if he said, Kor b'shloshim saw b'sela ani mocher lecha, I'm selling you a kor for 30 slime, a saw per sela, rishon kana, the buyer acquires each saw one by one, because each saw is a full unit of sale. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you learn that objects which are normally lifted are only acquired with Hagbah, not Mashicha? That's on daf Pevav. Good number two. Which daf do you learn a person's kli cannot acquire in Rishus of Rabim, but it can in a Simta? That's on daf Hey. Good number three, which daf we discuss how one acquires attached flax through uprooting a small amount? That's on daf Pezine. Good number four, which daf do you learn that neither the buyer nor the seller can plant in the area of the Or of a Salo? That's on daf Pebes. Good number five, which daf do we learn that a shliach who brings bikurim is exempt from the kriya? That's on daf Payoff. Good number six. Which daf do we discuss allowing three drops after pouring for a buyer and the status of residue in the measuring cup? That's on daf Pezayin. Good number seven. Which daf do we learn that if one sold two trees in his field and one on the boundary, whether they combined to become a field of trees to include land in the sale? That's on daf Pegimel. Good number eight. Which daf do we learn according to the Chachamim, a behemoth daka can be acquired with Mashicha, since these animals usually dig their heels into the ground? That's on daf Pevav. Good number nine. Which daf do we have the case of a child sent to a chenveni who was sent back with oil and change, and the flask broke and the coin was lost? That's on daf Pezayin. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we have a machlokes about the required distance between three trees to acquire land? That's on daf Hey, Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.